Miss Maria Elena Young will be talking about undocumented status. She's a doctoral student in the Department of Community Health Sciences at UCLA Felden School of Public Health, and the project manager at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research. Her research focus is on using qualitative and quantitative methods to examine public health impact of the immigration system, including the creation of legal status, immigration enforcement, and inclusive state and local immigrant policies. She received her MPH from UC Berkeley. So, Ms. Maria, please.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for coming this early session. As our moderator mentioned, my name is Maria Elena. I'm a doctoral student in Community Health Sciences at UCLA Fielding School of Public Health, and my co-author and colleague Daniel Mandrigal, who's not here today, he is at UC Berkeley School of Public Health. The title of my talk is Undocumented Status, a Review of Measurement and Conceptualization in Public Health Research. We have no relationships to disclose. So just to begin, I think most of you are probably aware of the growing focus within public health research and practice on the connections between legal status and health. There's a great deal of research, but also just voices from immigrants and a very active immigrants' rights movement in our country that legal status has a huge impact on shaping the lives of immigrants. It determines how they come to this country. Legal status determines the level of rights and opportunities that are afforded immigrants. And legal status is also associated with how immigrants are perceived in our society, their overall position. Sociologist Cecilia Menjivad has noted that the categories that make up legal status, from undocumented to various visa categories to lawful permanent residence or naturalized citizenship, constitute an important axis of stratification that can shape immigrants' assimilation in critical ways. So in other words, legal status is truly a form of social inequality that cuts across different immigrant groups. And in public health research and practice, we're increasingly looking at how that form of social inequality might be associated with disparities in health outcomes. And in particular, there's a growing body of research looking at how undocumented status is associated with poorer health outcomes in mental health, in access to care. I mean, many of the topics today will be looking at that. So really, our goal and with this project was to help advance this area of research, I think, to make sure that researchers and practitioners who are trying to understand and promote the well-being of undocumented immigrants need to make sure that the research is really based on strong methodological approaches. And so one particular gap that currently exists is that there's not been any review looking at how researchers are measuring undocumented status in their research populations or data sets that they're working with. And there really hasn't been an examination of how undocumented status is being conceptualized as a potential risk to health. So to meet that gap, we conducted a systematic review looking at recent public health studies that have looked at undocumented immigrants to assess how they're measuring this particular status and also sort of what their measurement tells us about how we in the field are viewing undocumented status as a possible risk for poor health outcomes. So just briefly, we looked at just studies in PubMed in the last 10 years. We came up with the final sample of 62 studies. We examined the full articles and categorized each article based on the approach that they took to measuring legal status, particularly undocumented status, and then also developed broad themes across the studies that highlight different conceptualizations that researchers are taking to examining undocumented status and its impact on health. So I'll jump right into our results. And first, just give you an idea of sort of what's happening, what sort of areas of focus are going on in this area of research. So as you can see, there's a wide range of topics that are health topics that are the focus of these various studies, but the single largest group of studies looks at undocumented status and access to healthcare. In terms of the populations that are examined, you can see there's a wide range of specific immigrant or nationality groups as well as occupational groups. But again, the largest single group of population that's looked at are Latino immigrants. So across all 62 studies, a total of about a third looked specifically at Latino immigrants. So now I'll give you a little bit of information about the specific categories that we identified in terms of how researchers are measuring legal status. So first, I want to point out that 40% of the studies that we looked at did not provide any information at all in their methodology as to how they were measuring legal status. And what I mean by this is legal status or undocumented status was listed in their methods as one of the variables or one of the characteristics that they were collecting from participants, but there was no descriptive details of the steps that were taken, of the survey tools that were used. Essentially, it was listed as though it were one of many other variables. In the remaining 60%, though, there was detailed information about how researchers are going about assessing an individual's legal status. And within this group, there are sort of two broad types of measures. One was actual direct measures, where direct information was collected from people, but the other was proxy measures, so where some form of information related to people's, personal characteristics was used as a proxy for legal status. And I'll get into that in a moment. So the largest group was measures that where you actually use self-report, so actually going out and talking directly to people and getting information directly from them, allowing them to provide information. And then the second largest group, which constituted about 20% of the sample of 62 studies, used some form of administrative data. And then finally, a small but I think noteworthy group just used an assumption as to the legal status of the group based on the participants' ethnicity or the community that they lived in. And I'll give you a little bit more information now about each of these three categories. The studies that used some form of self-report to identify the legal status of the participants in the study, the vast majority, a total of 16 studies, used some sort of multi-level survey tool. And so in this approach, and some of you are probably familiar with it, participants were asked first, are you U.S.-born citizen? Are you a naturalized citizen? Are you a lawful permanent resident? And kind of working their way down and finally asking about whether or not they were undocumented. And the approaches varied. Some of the studies maybe just used four levels, but one study, for example, asked up to 14 different visa categories of individuals. So there's sort of different approaches even within this sample. Two of the studies used some form of information about respondents, their characteristics or their experiences as immigrants. That information captured from the participants was used as a proxy measure. So I'll give you examples. The first study used information. They asked participants if they had a driver's license or if they had a bank account. So really using this idea of access to institutional resources as a proxy for who may or may not be undocumented. And then the other study asked questions specifically about individuals' fear of being deported and used that as a proxy. Those who were most fearful were assumed to be undocumented. And then finally, I think it's interesting to note that two studies which were able to publish papers looking at the connections between undocumented status and health actually did so almost by accident. Their studies were on completely different topics, but through the course of participating in the study, individuals all self-reported at their own initiative what their legal status was. In the group that looked at administrative data, it was about 10 studies, a pretty large number, and these all used proxy measures based on secondary data sets. So from the American Community Survey, hospital records, birth certificate data, health plan enrollment data, they are able to kind of come up with a proxy measure decision of which group would be undocumented or not. So the most common was individuals who did not have a social security number in any sort of enrollment data. Those individuals were considered undocumented. Or another example were women who used emergency Medicaid for pregnancy services were considered to be undocumented. So these are all a form of proxy measure. And then finally, a few of the studies, again, not a large number, either did not ask or intentionally did not ask their participants about their legal status, but instead, based on characteristics of the individuals involved, assumed that they were undocumented and actually reported findings about the participants as undocumented immigrants. So the next part of our analysis was to look at these approaches to measurement and from them sort of pull a little bit of information, some broad themes about how researchers are thinking about why legal status and particularly undocumented status may be important to health outcomes. So I presented these themes here sort of as questions and hopefully questions that, might spark some thoughts with all of you. So The first broad theme was, you know, is undocumented status an individual level characteristic? A significant portion of the studies really treated undocumented status as another covariate, the way you might use education level or income level or race in a study. It was not considered a primary risk to health. It was something that needed to be controlled for or sort of in some way taken into account, but it wasn't the primary risk factor for health for the study participants. The next theme was looking at undocumented status as a classification of eligibility for health or other social services. So as you saw, a good portion of the studies were looking at access to health care. In those studies and also in the studies that use some sort of administrative data, there's often sort of an assumption that undocumented immigrants, their risk factors really stem from not being able to access health care. And so sort of that was the kind of primary underlying conceptualization of legal status in that set of studies. And then the next theme is undocumented status a marginalized social group? A significant portion of the studies were limited only to samples of undocumented immigrants. So the act of measuring undocumented status was often at the intake or screening in terms of who was going to be included in the study, or used to limit the study just to undocumented immigrants. And the underlying conceptualization in these studies was really that undocumented status is a uniquely vulnerable status, a uniquely vulnerable group that should sort of just be looked at in terms of in depth, in terms of the experiences just of that group. I think in contrast, another broad theme was looking at undocumented status as part of a hierarchy of citizenship. So as you saw, many of the studies looked at multiple levels of legal status. And so in those studies, undocumented status was not seen as something apart from other immigrants, but rather part of a system of stratification across immigrant groups. And finally, the last theme that came up in a small handful, but I think an important handful of studies, was looking at undocumented status as a status that affects entire families or communities. And so in several of the studies, the measurement at the individual level of whether or not someone was undocumented was used to aggregate at the family or even community level to really try to understand how undocumented status can have an impact on entire groups, not just on individuals. Okay, so what does all this mean? You know, why is this important? Well, I think the first thing I want to note is that 40% of the studies did not provide any information at all about how they're measuring legal status. And certainly that's a reflection of word count limitations in journals. But I think it's also a reflection of the fact that within the field of immigrant health, we don't really have clear standards or expectations about what researchers are going to be putting forward in terms of the approaches that they took to engage with and work with undocumented or other immigrant study subjects. So I think this is limiting in part because for people who want to replicate some of the methods, there's no information, but also for other researchers who perhaps want to critique or assess the studies, there's really no basis or kind of no transparency to assess what's been done in these particular studies. So I think that's something that we should all be attentive to. But in terms of the studies that actually did do some form of provide some form of information about what they did, I think there's some kind of key takeaway points. And Daniel and I put these together as questions as opposed to our own conclusions, because I think really our goal here is to encourage discussion around this issue and kind of discussion around advancing methodology in this area of research. So hopefully those are questions that some of you will think about in your own research or maybe can spark some discussion amongst all of us. So the first question is, what level of legal status will be measured? I think that there's often a focus on undocumented versus documented, but as you can see in these measurements, there's really different sort of conceptualizations of why legal status matters and in what ways the undocumented populations are kind of compared to lawful permanent resident groups or naturalized citizen groups. So there's no one right answer, but I think any researcher doing this work should think through carefully, what are we examining here? Is it really about being documented versus undocumented because the undocumented immigrants can't get certain healthcare services, or is it about families' mixed status? Undocumented status is, you know, more complex than just a dichotomous variable. The next question is, how does each stage of the study influence the conceptualization and measurement of undocumented? Our study really was focused on the methods and the approach, but as we reviewed the full articles, we really saw that there's kind of decisions being made at each stage. For example, what population is being examined? The majority of these studies looked just at Latino populations. However, Latino immigrants aren't the only ones that deal with issues around legal status. In addition, how are variables being cut after survey data has been collected? I think these are things that influence our findings, and for practitioners in the field who actually want to use the information that researchers are producing, we really need to be cognizant of kind of what decisions are going into the study at each stage so that we're collecting information about relevant populations and producing it in a way that I think really aligns with the actual lived experiences of immigrants. And then the last two questions really are about the ethical issues around doing this type of research. As you can see, I didn't address whether or not legal status should be asked at all, because I think we're coming from the presumption that legal status is already being integrated into a lot of research. People are asking it. So the issue isn't so much whether or not we should be asking participants, because we are, and people are actually giving information. I think more the question now is really who speaks for undocumented research subjects. And so as you can see in many of the studies, proxy measures are used, or in some cases, people's legal status is assumed. So it's really important to consider, is the research, is it necessary to use a proxy measure? Or is it essential to not ask people? And if people are going to be asked about their legal status, how do you create a safe space to do that? And then finally, what are the ethical considerations for each measurement approach? And so given that this is a growing body of a growing area of research, we can really start to think about what are ethical considerations if you are talking to participants directly, or if you're talking to community members. A couple of the studies used focus groups where people were just sort of generally presenting, discussions around how undocumented status affects their community. So there's a lot of different approaches, and each one really should have its own sort of own ethical standards. So I'll finish and just leave you with a diagram that Daniel and I like to use when we're thinking about these things. And it's a really kind of looks broadly and reminder that legal status is the result of complex layers of history, politics, and culture, and laws and policies that have a huge impact on the rights, safety, and resources available to immigrants. And so I really encourage all researchers working in this area to have a kind of as broad a contextual lens as possible when thinking about legal status. Thank you.
Thank you. Actually, there's seats in the room for those of you that just came in. Please take the time. There's seats you can see. We also have some materials for the Caucus on Refugee and Immigrant Health in the back. So I encourage you, if you want to be involved, if you are doing research in this area and you want to be involved and you want to be know what's going on, especially across the board in terms of other researchers working on refugee and immigrant health, please feel free to give us your information. We have some materials in the back where you can put down your name. I promise you we don't bombard your email with emails, if you get the idea. We don't bombard your inbox with emails. We just don't. But we're trying to get a lot more presence around these issues of refugees and immigrant health.